In this semi-arid region of eastern Kenya, dry seasons are getting longer and rains more erratic. Traditional crops like maize are failing, and only 2% of people here have enough food to last them all year round. For farmers like Jennifer Kilongozi, who has had only one good maize harvest in the last 4 years, climate change has become a daily challenge.
I remember a time when I was a young girl that the river would not dry up so quickly, but the climate has changed, and now it is already dry after 2 months of dry season. So we have to dig deeper and deeper to get access to the water. These are worrying times. Future generations will find it harder because rain is getting rarer and rarer.
Jennifer is a member of a local farmers' cooperative. When her group heard about a crop that did better than maize in hot, dry conditions, they decided to try it out. This hardy cereal called sorghum was not a new crop for them, but one they had only used for animal feed. As Jennifer says,
I never grew sorghum before. I thought it was just a waste of time. So when they introduced it, all I could do was listen. But as soon as I learned about the nutrients, the benefits, and the advantages of growing sorghum, I started understanding and took it up.
Cooperative members receive sorghum seeds through a project designed to fight rural poverty by identifying and promoting alternative crops that are better suited to the changing climate. With investments from the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development and the European Union, researchers at the International Crops Research Institute for the Semi-Arid Tropics develop fast-maturing varieties of sorghum that are highly nutritious for both animals and humans, but require 3 times less water than maize. Eric Manyasa is a scientist at ICRISAT.
We have varieties that have different maturity times. In the dry lowlands like where we are today, varieties that target these areas are normally short maturing, so they can be able to grow and mature within a very short time to use the little moisture that's available in these areas.
Despite the benefits, researchers discovered many farmers were reluctant to give up maize, so they planted sorghum demonstration plots and encouraged farmers to test the cereal, offering them quality seeds and training. Cooking lessons were also organized in over 200 villages, introducing these new varieties and showing how sorghum can be used to make local dishes and other food products. Slowly, more farmers were convinced, and now over 35,000 have started growing sorghum. With more production available, new markets are opening up. Food manufacturers are finding that sorghum is a viable alternative to maize in the creation of food products and animal feed, and project staff are acting as intermediaries between local farmer groups and food factories. As Joseph Mangwangi, Managing Director of Nukuku Products, explains,
a market does exist. If the price is competitive compared to maize, the poultry sector can substitute maize in the poultry feed with sorghum.
Now farmers like Jennifer can rely on regular sorghum harvest and even have some left over to sell. Not only is she able to feed her family of six all year round, but with her small income, she can buy other foods and keep livestock, greatly improving nutrition at home.
Sorghum has really changed my life. I can use it to make nutritious food and feed my animals. So meat and eggs are no longer a problem. And I can afford to pay the school fees as well.
As more and more farmers are forced to adapt to climate change, IFAD is investing in a second phase of this project in both Kenya and Tanzania, helping a further 100,000 farmers fight poverty by growing crops better suited to these uncertain weather conditions. Sam Cole, United Nations.